You're from the South?
Right.
So how does cabbage fit into sort of the Southern comfort food you do at Egg?
Coleslaw is the main thing. And that's why we started growing it ourselves, just for that.
Where do you grow it?
We have a farm upstate in the Catskills. So we started growing stuff this year to try to supply the restaurant. And cabbage is one of the things we planted. And pretty much the only reason we put it in was for coleslaw, which we served with, you know, pulled pork and as a side. Then we ended up using some of it also in another kind of Southern condiment called chow chow.
So how do you make that? Is that there's vinegar?
All,
is
yeah,
it
it's all like chopped up. I mean, it seems like every application of cabbage ends up taking slight variations of the same ingredients, like vinegar, sugar, a little bit of spice, and whatever else you have handy. I mean, it's pretty versatile.
Now, why did you feel compelled to grow your own? You weren't finding good cabbage suppliers locally?
No, we had great. There's tons of great ones. I and everyone I worked with at the restaurant really had a urge to find out more, like to be more involved in how the whole food system worked. You know, when you do the kind of food that we do, where the preparations are generally really simple, you know, the quality of the ingredients is really important, and it sort of feels like a cop out. Sometimes you go to the green market, buy something delicious from a farmer, take it, turn around, like put some salt on it and serve it. It's like, you know, we want to be involved in the first part of that too, like where all the real work took place.
Is it challenging at this time of year to keep fresh produce on the menu at Egg?
It's not as challenging for us as it might be for some other people, because in general, people don't want that many vegetables for breakfast. But even so, I mean, a lot of my favorite vegetables are good now, like parsnips and carrots and celery root and cabbage and kale. I mean, those are the things that we really stand by.
Is there something new that you've come across recently with cabbage, for instance, or parsnips that you've just discovered?
One of my cooks, Evan, who just started with us, did some cabbage. He sort of roasted it in foil for maybe 40 minutes with just a little bit of vinegar and chili flake and salt and pepper, and until it got kind of soft, and then we seared it went to order with duck, and it was delicious. It was like a big wedge of like meltingly soft cabbage. It didn't have a whole lot of the sulfurous flavors that cabbage tends to have. It was just sort of sweet and warm, and it was a great like winter thing to make your otherwise kind of sad looking plate look really like exciting and full.
That's a problem with cabbage, the smell, the sulfurousness.
Yeah.
Are there different ways to prepare it to nix that?
What I've read is the less you cook it, especially if you're boiling it, the less you cook it, the less smelly it is, and the better it tastes. We usually use it raw, and just when it's raw, it has some of that funkiness, but it's not that bad. And it actually, when you combine it with the sugar and the salt and the vinegar that we use in the coleslaw or the chow chow, it actually ends up being kind of a nice extra element, you know, something a little bit deeper to the flavor.
So it was grandma boiling it to death, taking
yeah.
all the nutrients out of it that made you hate
it.
Cabbage because it made it more sulfurous and more stinky.
Yeah, I think so.
So finally, I have to ask you about getting into Egg. It's always packed on a weekend morning, especially for brunch. What's your argument about why it's worth the wait?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is just, I mean, one of the things, whenever we have new cooks start, what we say is like, you know, no matter where you came from, we're going to go over this food like you've never cooked it before and say like, this is how you do the most basic things about cooking. This is how you scramble an egg. This is how you, you know, mix flour for a biscuit. And I think it's that kind of like really fundamental attention that translates into good food on the plate. And I think that's the thing that people come for.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
George Weld is the owner of Egg in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. To learn more about cabbage or to send in your favorite cabbage recipes, go to our culture page at WNYC.org.